This presidential campaign is already shaping up as the most expensive in U.S. history. Advocacy groups unattached to either candidate's campaign are adding to the flood of dollars. Their commercials are playing a significant role in the media wars and may become even more important as November comes closer. So far, there have been 53 of these ads, mostly from groups allied with the Democrats, as NPR's John McChesney reports.
The ads from independent groups on Senator John Kerry's side tend to have a bad cop relationship with the good cop ads coming from the Kerry campaign itself. Brooks Jackson is with FactCheck.org, part of the Annenberg Public Policy Center.
It's kind of a 1-2 punch on the Democratic side. Kerry being the I'm the good guy in his ads and leaving it to his allies to pummel the president.
But groups on the GOP side are jumping in as well, even more so after the Federal Election Commission last week declined to restrict spending by such groups. Take, for example, this ad by the Club for Growth. It uses images of the World Trade Center towers, despite ongoing debate over whether this is appropriate.
The World Trade Center towers were more than just buildings. They were symbols of hardworking people, economic freedom and opportunity, the American way of life. That's why the terrorists attacked them. President Bush is fighting terrorism to save lives and protect liberty.
It's only one of two ads produced by groups supportive of the president. William Benoit is a communications professor at the University of Missouri. He says the reason there haven't been as many independent ads from the Republican side is obvious.
Right now, President Bush has a lot more money than anyone's raised in the history of the universe.
The president's campaign has raised nearly $200 million, and the Kerry campaign has raised about $115 million. So, Benoit says pro-democratic groups like the AFL-CIO have been trying to close the gap with ads like this one, which mocks the president's expansion of the space program. The president's speech is intercut with statements from ordinary-looking people.
What should America's priorities be?
Today, I announce a new plan to explore space.
We need jobs, health care,
human missions to Mars.
$100 billion to send a man to Mars.
Tell President Bush our priorities are a lot closer to home.
While these non-candidate ads have allowed Kerry's ads to remain mostly on the positive side of the street, William Benoit says that may not be much of an advantage. He says voters may not make a distinction between Kerry's ads and the commercials put up by independent groups.
They may just take it for granted that any advertisement that attacks President Bush is somehow coordinated with Senator Kerry. So it's not clear that Senator Kerry can escape from the mud that's being thrown around here.
Another example of this kind of attack ad is this one put up by the Media Fund. It shows workmen on a lawn setting up signs with corporate logos, Enron, Pfizer, and Halliburton.
Instead of protecting pensions, George Bush supported a bill giving Enron huge new tax breaks. Instead of fighting corporate corruption, George Bush gave no-bid contracts to Halliburton. George Bush. He's turned the White House into corporate headquarters.
The camera pulls back, and we see that this is the White House lawn where the signs are, and a huge neon sign saying corporate headquarters tops the presidential mansion. Brooks Jackson says the production device is clever, but the ad is a distortion of the president's positions.
Tell Andrew Fastow or Martha Stewart that George Bush is doing nothing about corporate corruption, and they might take issue with you.
The University of Missouri's William Benoit says he doesn't think that ads from the non-candidate groups are any less factual than the ones approved by the candidates themselves, but he does say he's never seen as many of these ads in any previous election. And now that Republican groups are joining the fray, people who live in the battleground states can expect to see a lot more. John McChesney, NPR News.